So we're going to leave that bunch now and head on down the corridor. Now, from the rowdy noise in the background you can hear of kids, I guess it's no surprise that our next meeting is with the data from education. So watch out for the camera equipment and the boxes of handouts. So the internet's also being used for educational purposes to do with the environment. And it's given environmentalists a whole new way to educate people and for people to educate themselves and others about the environment. It's used for consciousness raising, for online resources, for practical information and also for real world examples. So as examples of consciousness raising, this is one that I found, and this type of site adds a real richness of the information that can be found online. It allows researchers to explore different points of view and gives you access to contacts and materials that are often really hard to harvest in the real world. This is another one that's the same, has the same type of richness about it, but it's got all sorts of information relevant to that particular type of issue. And you'll see again, here's our Facebook thing on the side. You'll find that the social networks are used a lot in environmental organisations and also by a lot of community groups too, because it's that fast, cheap, easy to use. It also has an upcoming events page, and these are really handy. You see them here, society events. And this is one way to tell if a site's being well maintained, because it'll have recent things on there. If it's 2 years old, then you sort of go, oh, well, maybe they won't have the latest legal information and that sort of stuff. So it's just something to be aware of when you're looking at sites to try to gauge how much involvement people are having with them. They're also great. Those two sites are also great examples of how much information is out there, and it's up to you, the researcher, to decide how far down the rabbit hole you want to go. If I wanted more information about any of this stuff, what I'd do is I'd go to their links pages. You'll see them here. And these links are links that they've put on there because they've already vetted them and they know that they're good quality websites. So it's a really fast way of finding good quality sites quickly is to go to a good quality site and follow their links and go and check them out. Unfortunately, a lot of the links are dead, so you have to just sort of click around and see what else you can find. One of my favourite educational sites for the environment is WIRES, which is the New South Wales Wildlife Information Rescue and Education Service. This, I don't know how much money they put into this, but they have squillions and squillions and squillions of resources on here. It's just fantastic. In order to make difference to the generations to come, we really need to educate our children and make them early adopters of conservation ideals and practices. And so sites like this provide a critical service to allow teachers to access quality information and educational materials and resources that are pre-designed to be delivered in the classroom. You can also take online courses yourself. I came across one called The Scientific and Spiritual Dimensions of Climate Change. Probably should be something that it's on the site, but it was a whole course online that you could just click through and take it yourself at your own leisure. Also a great educational site is WEEDS Australia. They've put a lot of resources into this site. And it's also fantastic for how-to information. And you can see they're streaming it already. Are you a gardener, a farmer, a hobby farmer, a landscape industry person? Wonderful, wonderful thing to do, because then you don't get information that's not relevant to what you want. And it also talks a lot about how to eradicate weeds, if they're problems. It's talking about national weeds of significance, which are, of course, are weeds that are a problem. You've got a weed identification tool down here, which one of my students had a play with the other day and was actually able to find out what was an environmentally friendly way to get rid of a particular weed that she had a lot of problem with, which was really good. There are lots of other how-to sites out there, including ones that allow you to, calculate your carbon footprint and look at how much longer until the end of the world and all of that sort of stuff. When you're trying to educate others, though, you really can't go past real-world examples, because it really heightens the learner engagement and their experience of things. So one of the sites that I've found, which I think is wonderful, is this one, the Biodiversity Research Institute. This is an American site. What I love about this site is that it has not only educational videos, which you can see one there, but they have a whole bunch of live webcams set up on eagle nests and osprey nests and falcon's nests, so you can actually watch them live on the day. I won't actually go in there because sadly, of course, because we're in Australia, it'll be dark when you go to look at it. But there will be times during the day when they will actually be light and they'll all be awake and moving around and all of that. This particular group also has an online discussion group going at Ning, which I'll talk about in a minute, but you can go and discuss with other people what you think of their sites. They've got a lot of educational material too, and it's a really great site. And the same as that Antarctic Division site that I was showing before, it's got those live webcams, they've got masses of information about their research stations all over the Antarctic, and the scientists share their daily lives. So they upload their scientific data, they have blogs, they have photos, all of that sort of stuff. Fantastic if I'm a teacher trying to teach, you know, wanting the kids to do something about Antarctica, they can actually ask scientists questions and get replies, and they can go and do tests and all sorts of stuff. Fabulous about climate change. That's right, absolutely right. Great site.